And the reason that the problems show up as they do are the sites of least resistance. It's not like stress knows to find your stomach or your head or your foot or whatever. It hits your body evenly. But if there is a weakness there, that's where it's going to show up.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that we as individuals all have inherent tendencies or weaknesses in our constitutions, and that's where stress would probably hit first.
Areas of subluxation, far as the chiropractor is concerned.
Okay. So and well, yeah, because you were talking about stomach and
that's
other
right.
organs
and
too. But in fact, there is a relationship between the spinal nerves and the organs that they which they innervate. So
autonomic nervous
exactly,
system.
Exactly. That's the somato-spinal connection, right?
Right. Correct.
Boy, that's too many syllables for me.
Soma means body, and of course that the spine and the body are so closely interrelated that.
In your practice, do you? I know that all the TV commercials you see for chiropractic and everything else, they're always concentrating on auto injuries and work-related injuries. I'm sure that's a pretty hefty portion of the people that you treat. Would you say it's about half? Is it the great majority, or do you get quite a few people coming in for other treatments besides just things that happen in a car and at work and, you know, injuries, really?
I would say that it varies quite a bit. I think you get what you're looking for, too. You know, and in our practice, we just want to help people. And if you just don't know what to do about your problem, for heaven's sakes, don't feel bad about giving us a call. I'd be happy to talk to you and give you as best information that I can. And if I feel that it isn't a chiropractic problem, I will certainly do my best to aim you in the right direction and aim you to the correct healthcare professional that will help you with your problem. So don't be afraid to call.